from the 80s to now. If it's Aussie, it's here. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
This is what we do every single Thursday at 9 o'clock at Mix 94.5. This is the podcast version of The Scene, a show that's all about Australian music. We spent a lot of time on the show as well, checking out local Perth music tonight on this podcast, Perth band Vita Kane. Enjoy this. Tell someone else about the podcast. You can download all of these through mix.com.au or iTunes or your favourite podcast application, or stream them like you're probably doing right now. Thanks again. Episode number 173 of The Scene at Mix 94.5. Enjoy.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music, this is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're going to rock it up a little bit tonight. This is the sound of the only band I know that based their name off a grandmother, Vita Kane, in the studio. G'day, guys.
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
Here we go. Good to see you guys again. You've got a new album. You've had a new tour. You've got a rocking video clip. Let's talk, in fact, about that song, because that is Ignite. We're going to play that in a moment. It's the first track off the new album. Firstly, how does it feel to have a brand new album out? It's very cool.
It feels like a great release.
Yeah? Long time coming?
Yes. Good pun. Yes, everything we'd hope for and more, I think.
Well, let's talk about the video clip for the single we're going to play soon, which is called Ignite. This, I've just posted this on our Facebook page. It's this kind of crazy world where nuns have, you know, flamethrowers. There's a DeLorean in there from Back to the Future. Run me through this video clip, the idea.
Isn't that the real world?
I love that real world, if that is the real world.
Yeah. It's just a day in the life of Vita Kane, really.
Where did that idea come from?
Trav's medication, I think, was it's contributing
a
factor.
It's a bit psychedelic.
What actually happened with the way that it all came together is we know this dude named Johnny Marr, and he knows a lot of people, and he does a lot of really cool things around town, and he makes a lot of really cool music videos. He put us in touch with the guys who put on a festival that we all may know about here called Blazing Swan.
Okay.
And Blazing Swan is a little bit like Burning Man Festival over in America, but it's the West Australian version. And all the stuff that you see in there, the nuns with flamethrowers, the DeLorean, you know, all these guys, that these interesting characters that you see in the clip. They are all part of that festival and some of the many things there. And they wanted to shoot something anyway for that. And they said, well, we'll do it for your song. It was just a really lucky sort of hookup in that way. And easily the greatest music video I've ever been involved in. So,
you know, it's a fun theme and all that kind of stuff. And there's craziness going on. But it looks so good as well. And it was on Rage, right?
Yes, on the weekend.
The last couple of weeks, yeah.
It's very, very cool. You must check it out. It's on the Facebook page right now. Ignite is what the track's called. We'll play that in just a moment. But the video clip is up there right now. Let's talk a little bit about the album. So you worked with Joel Quatermain from Eskimo Joe on this one, right? Guy that makes a really, really cool sound. What did he kind of bring to this?
Well, we actually did a lot of this one ourselves. Joel, pretty much, we tracked all of the drums and got some, you know, I guess some arrangement ideas as far as the songs go. We actually did record a lot of it at home.
Bedroom sort of recording stuff.
Yeah, just running between everyone's houses, really. Just, oh, I've got a cool idea, and put down some new synths or put down some new guitars, and then we'd kind of bounce off each other.
Well, it's amazing what you can do with that kind of recording setup, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
It is. And it's good to have sort of for guys who, I mean, we've all been doing music for a while and we've done a lot of recording in different acts, and it's just good to have each other's opinion to sort of say, all right, you've gone too far. That's enough of that nonsense.
Bring it back a bit, man. And that video clip kind of ties in perfectly with that as well. That's as far as I think you can go with a video clip in many ways.
That's right. I mean, well, then again, I have seen Rammstein go a bit too far.
That's true.
But we're trying to get as far as we can within, but still fitting within the 94.5 format.
And that's why I love you guys. Vita Kane on The Scene at Mix 94.5.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music, this is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
And this is Vita Kane. That is Ignite. You can now catch a video clip on our Facebook page right now. The guys are in the studio, though. We're going to do a live song. We're going to film it and also put that on the Facebook in just a few moments' time. But the new album, Yenna, it is out right now. Let's talk about the tour. Where did you guys go? East Coast kind of tour, right, after you launched it here?
Yeah, Sydney and Melbourne.
Going on tour again and again, does it kind of get easier? Does it ever get easy? Or does it just kind of know where to go, know what to book, know what not to pack in your luggage?
Remembering your luggage is the main thing, isn't it, Travis?
Oh, no. We had a wee little experience there.
Oh, really? What did you do, man?
Oh, we managed to just leave one suitcase in Avalon, but that's okay.
What was in the suitcase?
Nothing too important, actually. It didn't have our music.
Just
here,
his guitar.
So, just my clothes. So.
Clothes are okay. We can work with that. But I believe you guys had cleaned up at a quiz night, which had nothing to do with the tour, but, you know, not bad work if you can get it.
There has enough music questions that, like, I think everyone thought it was rigged. We were sitting closest to the guy running the thing, though. The pub had $5 pints. Now, in West Australia, that's practically unheard of. In Sydney, we found quite a few pubs like that. So when you'd win a, you know, $20, $30 drinks voucher, and I mean, it goes pretty far. And I mean, we won about four of those. That was quite a good night. Probably more fun than the gig, but no, it wasn't really. If ever you're in Sydney, go to Frankie's Pizza because that's where we played. It really is an awesome venue.
I saw that on your itinerary and I haven't heard of it before. So is it like a pizzeria?
It is. There's a front bar that sells pizza and whatnot, but it's really kind of a hipster rock bar. And to be honest, Sydney's needed something like that for years. I've always found Sydney kind of a hard city to tour in for original up-and-coming bands.
Is there not enough venues?
Well, there's not enough. There's a lot of venues, but they're sort of tucked away down side streets. They've all got a door entry. With Frankie's, it's free entry. They pay the bands a flat fee, and everyone just turns up.
Do you find that sort of in any Perth venues? With that, you know, almost the crowds are guaranteed?
There are places like The Bird and stuff in Northbridge. They do get a walk-in crowd of stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah. I just guess it's a little more thick on the ground in Melbourne. And Sydney didn't have any either. Now they do, and it's really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. We are going to do Aliens live. I kind of sort of pick up on this sort of, you know, science fiction-esque theme that's kind of going on. Have you intended that to be there? Did you?
Well, I just got a television recently, so
oh wow,
first time in my life.
A lot to catch up on.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm starting at the '80s and working my way forwards.
Okay, I understand where it's coming from now. So, what's this song about? Aliens?
It's about if there were aliens looking down, or they came to greet us, and what their first impressions would be of us.
All right, cool. Let's check it out. This is Vita Kane on the scene of Big 94.5. Yeah, Nah is the new album. You can get it online. Best place, jump on the Facebook page or vitakane.com. All the info is on there. You can stream it from Spotify, but buy it. You know, just buy it. Couple of bucks and you've got a brand new album. Guys, thanks again for popping into the show. I appreciate it. Let's do this one live. This is Aliens on the scene. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Face to face with the alien. Great local Perth acts like that.
And the best from over east.
It's all Aussie. On the scene.
Mix 94.5.